staying in De La Salle University, because there is where he sought sanctuary. There is where the brothers and the religious sisters are giving him moral support and moral protection. And the truth of the matter, he's afraid of the dirty tricks department of the present government.
Why are religious leaders such as yourself now turning against the Arroyo government in such large numbers?
By and large, the Filipinos, a good number of them at least, are looking up to the church leadership in order to give them guidance and possibly some course of action. And not long ago, the leadership of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines called for a, quote, communal action, unquote. And for all intents and purposes, the call, or is making, a good number of people respond. In a way, the Friday gathering, which was quite impressive, as well as the mass celebrated, which was also quite massive. And surely, they will not be the last communal action that are expected to happen. It seems that both the middle class and the business sector are already tired with the moral bankruptcy of the present government.
And now we're seeing a lot of former government leaders and bank officials, finance chiefs coming out. Why is the ZTE-NBN deal the breaking point for a lot of these people?
Well, there was, among other things, the singer and the song, so to speak. The man who went to the Senate, Mr. Jun Losada, is beyond question on his honesty and integrity, while those who attempted to bring him down were the ones brought down themselves, and they were still identified with the present government. So the singer happens to be a good man, and his song happens to be in time. Hence, the ongoing mass dissent or the ongoing mass rallies against the present government.
So how would the presence of Cory Aquino on Sunday morning arouse the people of the Philippines to consider that now Cory Aquino is openly making a stand against Gloria Arroyo?
Well, Mrs. Cory Aquino, she was the one who suggested it, it seemed. She is quite religious. Even as of these days, she has still quite a number of followers. Many Filipinos still believe in her integrity and honesty.
What will the actions from the mass on Sunday morning in La Salle Green Hills and the rally on Friday hope to achieve in the very short term?
I would not know if it is a short-term design nor a short-term project. The sitting president would not just leave the palace that willingly. Whether it will be short or long, I think the palace occupant will be besieged repeatedly